Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the word of God, episode 75. And we're going straight on to the fundamental scripture we've been using, which is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So let's go and say, let's say together, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of their hearts. The intents of their hearts. Okay, so get ready to be blessed again. So when we read this word, we went to Mark chapter 16, 19 and 20 and saw that God was working with the apostles. Why? Because they were speaking his word. They were preaching the word. And so God was working with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders. So unless we're preaching the word, his word, we're speaking his word, he cannot confirm it. And then we look at it and say, why is God not working? Maybe signs and wonders are past. And some even will even take it and make it their doctrine. That signs and wonders, how could it be? How could it be? Oh, but I pray that as you're hearing these words, the word of God will become as real to you as it was. As it was in the early church. And in the early church, they even had just the spoken word. May God confirm his word today, everywhere as you go. And you speak the word. Every little group you speak the word to, anybody that you give this podcast to, anybody you give the word of God to, in the mighty name of Jesus, we will see great, great manifestations of God's word being confirmed. Oh, hallelujah. The word God will make the word good in the lives of men and women who dare to act upon it. When you act upon the word, he will make his word good. So in the closing sentence of the Gospel of Matthew, there is a word there. I want us to pick it. Closing sentence of Matthew, he says, "Lo, I am with you always." King James will say, "I'm with you always, always." I like King James Version. "Even unto the end of the age." So, you see, he said, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the ages." So, you can be assured that God will never leave you. Listen, when the Lord is not confirming the word, it's not because he has left you. It's mainly because many of us speak the word, but those words are not God's words, or it's not how God is interpreting that word. That is the trouble. Oh, it's accepted. It could be accepted. But is that what God is saying? Why don't you ask him? You'll be amazed when you ask him, God, is this how you is this what you are saying? Is this what you say? This word, is this the meaning? Because I've been saying it this way to these people. I've been preaching. Is this what you mean? And you'll be amazed the response God will give you. Because he will never leave us. No. He will never leave us. We are not the people who are forsaken. We are not forsaken at all. He is with us. So how is he with us? He is with us. Us through his word. Through his word. How is God with you? He is with you through his. He said, "Lo, I am with you always." Or always. "Lo, I am with you always." That is Matthew 28. He said, "Lo, I am with you." That's the last sentence of Matthew. That's a closing sentence. "Lo, I am with you always." God is saying to you, I don't know what you're going through today, but maybe you feel God has forsaken. It's not true. It is not true. He will never forsake you. You feel betrayed. Maybe something has happened in your marriage and you feel betrayed. Listen, God has not left you. Maybe a tragedy has hit your home and you feel let down. Listen, God has not left you. He says, "Lo, I am with you always." I am with you. Yes, I am with you. So how would I know he's with me? Because the Bible says he's with you. That's why he's with you. Because the Bible says so. And he is with you through his word. So as I'm saying this to you today, I am with you always. God is using my lips to say it to you. It is written, and I'm taking out of the written word, and I'm speaking the word to you. So I am with you always. This is what God is saying to you today, right now, at this very moment. He said, I am with you. You're blessed. Bye.